As if there's not enough controversy over the Oscars, there's also the matter of a curse. For decades now, a rumor has circulated in Hollywood that winning Best Supporting Actress will kill your career. NPR's Neda Ulabi looks at what's really going on.
Best Supporting Actress curse truthers trace its origin to Marissa Tomei's win for the movie My Cousin Vinny back in 1993.
Thank you so much. This is such a great honor to
receive. Tomei was then honored, with rumors doubting the legitimacy of her win. And like other victims of this so-called curse, Tomei did not then star in a bunch of big movies, as you might expect. She joined the ranks of Mira Sorvino and Mercedes Rule, whose film careers basically fizzled after winning for The Fisher King and Mighty Aphrodite. Or Jennifer Hudson, who hasn't had any movie parts that compare with her role in Dreamgirls. Or Kim Basinger, says Amy Nicholson, who's chief film critic for MTV News.
When she went for LA Confidential, and then she just immediately had no work for 3 years.
Basinger was then 44. That's part of the problem. Best Supporting Actress rewards lots of women who are older than 40, who are black or brown, or who are not traditional beauties.
You look at a winner like Brenda Fricker, who won for My Left Foot, you know, the same film that Daniel Day-Lewis won for, which turned him into a huge star. And 3 years later, you have her playing roles like Pigeon Lady in Home Alone 2. And you see that happen to a talented actress, and you can't help but wonder, yeah, is there a curse?
There's not a curse, Nicholson says. There's plain old, unmagical sexism.
You know, it's a symptom of the fact that there aren't a lot of roles. It's really just a symptom of the movies, you know?
Then there's the expectation that Oscar winners should take meaty, meaningful roles. For this kind of actress, that often means tiny arthouse movies. Show up in a big, dumb blockbuster for exposure and to capitalize on your win, and people make fun of you. Like when Angelina Jolie followed her Best Supporting Actress win for Girl Interrupted with Lara Croft Tomb Raider, and its dialogue like this.
But nobody makes fun of Jeff Bridges going from Crazy Heart to Tron, or Christian Bale going from The Fighter to Batman. There's a strange double standard.
Amy Nicholson says Jolie helped prove that the Best Supporting Actress curse is bogus.
And now she's the most reliable female box office draw that we have.
Or look at Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Penelope Cruz, or Tilda Swinton. Before her Best Supporting Actress nomination, Swinton flew under the radar for years.
But then she wins for Michael Clayton, and suddenly she's in every single movie. I mean, she's even here, you know, this month in a Coen Brothers movie playing two roles.
Don't confuse me with my sister!
There's no talk of a Best Supporting Actor curse, says Nicholson, because those wins tend to go to established older stars, Morgan Freeman, Alan Arkin, or to compelling foreigners like Javier Bardem or Christoph Waltz. Meanwhile, Lady Oscar winners have to deal not just with one alleged curse, but two.
Sure. You might win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress or Best Actress, but then you're probably going to get divorced.
Believe it or not, this curse was taken seriously by researchers at the University of Toronto. They did the math. They found Best Actress winners do have a 63% higher chance of divorce. Yet another story Hollywood tells us about the perils of women having it all. Neda Ulabi, NPR News.